NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You'll always say I wanna tell you this right here. I remember a long time ago, my mother told me, she said, Tommy, when your way begin to get a little hard, fall down on your bending knees and suffer. Father, I know you can if you only will.
Father, please stand by me.
Father, that sounds good to me.
Father, please stand by me.
I know you'll never let me down. I can depend on you.
Father, please stand by me.
Some kind.
Favor of God. then you gotta receive it. Because his word said it.
Talking to tonight.
Watch him turn it for your good. He's not done with what he started. 'Cause he's not done until it's good. So hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, pain. It's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, pain. It's a new horizon.
You can open up and just receive. I'm
It's a new life.
If somebody lift those hands tonight.
It's a new life.
I need you to speak it over your own life
it's
tonight.
It's a new life.
It's a new life.
It's a new life.
It's a new day for you.
Not
Exodus chapter 14 captures God's people on the verge of a new horizon. They've made their exodus out of Egypt. 400 years of generational captivity and bondage. They can see the land flowing with milk and honey. They can see a season where they transition from not enough to more than enough. They can see the season where they reap the harvest of joy for the seed of tears. But there's something between them and their new horizon. It's something called the Red Sea. The Red Sea's in front of them, but also their past that doesn't want to let them go. The Egyptians are behind them. They feel trapped. But if God is the God of the exits, we're never trapped. Even if there isn't a way, He'll make one. And many remember this story by God causing the wind to blow and part the Red Sea so that they could walk into their new horizon and say hello to this new season in their life. But I saw something in the text I want to share and make a prophetic announcement to you in here tonight. And that is, before God gave them their hello, He gave them a goodbye. As they stood on the edge of the Red Sea, Moses told the Israelites, "Stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you will see no more." And I came to tell somebody tonight, this is not just your season of hello, it's your season of goodbye. So hello peace, hello peace, hello joy. Goodbye, fear. Goodbye, fear. It's a new horizon. So goodbye, fear. Can you take 30 seconds and begin to give an exit to depression, to sickness, to whatever's been bothering you, goodbye. Somebody say goodbye. It's a new horizon. So goodbye shame, goodbye fear. Oh, goodbye hate. Oh. It's a new, I'm letting it go tonight. So goodbye fear, goodbye shame, goodbye hate. 'Cause it's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. I'm gonna speak that over your life. Prophesy. Prophesy.
So, Father, we thank you that something new is springing up. And we say goodbye to the thing that's been holding us for so long. And I thank you that tonight, what was above me is now under me. And what used to put a cap on me is now the thing I walk on. It's now the thing I have victory on. I thank you that what used to hold me can't hold me anymore. What used to make me struggle won't make me struggle anymore. That it is a new horizon. I decree and declare I'm not waiting for tomorrow, but tonight is my night. And it is a new horizon for me, for my family, for my children. It's a new horizon. Last time, hello, peace, say hello, joy, hello, love, hello, strength, hello, hope. Some of you need to reintroduce yourself. It's been a long time. Hello, hey! Reintroduce yourself. You haven't seen it in a long time, so hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's time. I haven't seen you in a long time. So, hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, truth. Hello, hope. It's a new life. If you believe it for real, open up your mouth and praise Him for it. Praise Him like you're not waiting for it. Praise Him like it's here now. I said, don't praise Him like you're waiting for it. Wake up, 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 wake up. It's here, it's here, it's here. Open your eyes. What was before you ain't before you anymore. Wake up. Fear is not your future. Sickness won't be your story. Heartbreak is not your home. Death is not here. Giving you a new normal. Who am I talking to? God is giving you a new normal. You're not your mama. You're not your father. Just because they died from it doesn't mean you have to die from it. Just because they struggled with it all their life doesn't mean you have to struggle with it. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. I'm not going to be sad all my life. I'm not battling with depression all my life. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is hope. There is joy. There is love. There is healing. When the Spirit of the Lord is. You're here, you're here, you're here. We
We've been waiting all night. You're here.
And it's about that time you let him in. you to rise. Who can turn your rainy days into sunshine? Who picks up the pieces when you threw it all away? God did it. God did it. Let me tell you what happens when you let it go. Blessings on blessings overflow. You don't know, now you know. You've got a seed in the ground, watch it grow, and let everybody know that God lives in you. In your life, just show that God lives in you. If loving Him is wrong, then I don't wanna be right. And it's about that time you let Him into your life. Tell me who. Get it right.
I want to let you know, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to pass. Just hold on, listen.
God will do what He said He would do. He'll take care of you. God will do what He said He would do. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you through.
Let me tell you when the hills get a little hard to climb sometimes, church. Let me remind you of something. God will. He's an evil God and he can take care. Now listen. Your load might get heavy and a little hard to bear on you sometimes. But God will, and he's able to take care of you. Listen, church. All you got to do is trust me. And God will. Oh, yes, he will. Listen. When trouble come in your life, oh Lord, you can't find your way. You ought to just remember that God will take care. Oh, the man will take care of you. I'm a witness, he will. Listen. When life seems low, looks like you can't find the day. All you got to do is remember, my God is able to take care of you. Hallelujah. Come on and go with me, church. I want to say this again. That God will. I know he will take care of you. Hallelujah. When it seems sometimes you just can't hardly go on, but don't give up. Just remember that God is able to take care. Oh Lord, if you trust him, put all your trust in him. I'm telling you that all the man will take care of you. You see, you ought to remember sometimes. You know what it is? When you can't hardly go on. But just remember that God is able to reach down and pick you up. And then a man is able to make you strong. All you got to do is to keep faith in it. I heard him say, faith by the size of a mustard seed. And put your trust in God and he will take care of you. I wish I had somebody here to pray with me. Can I get a witness? Somebody to come here and help me. God will take care. God will take care. God will take care. Or the man will take care of you.
There was a woman with an issue of blood. She knew if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And I'm telling you right now, if you get close to Jesus, you get connected to the greatest power of all. Listen to this.
This is the greatest power.
You're in the greatest.
You're in the greatest hour. In spite of what your life
But listen.
This is the greatest
house. God, you're so faithful.
Even in the hard days.
Even when I couldn't sleep at night. You were right there with me, God.
Right there with me always.
You wiped every tear.
Wiped every tear I cried.
You declared in your word.
One thing that never failed. It always gets better.
Ooh. Watch this.
It's getting better.
God said, Creflo, though the pain you feel. Even though the hurt you experience, even the lack from the pandemic, even when inflation's trying to take your money, I need you to declare with me, it's getting better. God promised never to leave you nor forsake you. It's gonna get better. Whatever you need is here. It's right here. It's right now. I can't do it by myself.
We cannot make it without
the great,
the great
power. It's here, right now.
Right now.
It's here right now.
The great,
the great
power. It's here, right now.
Thank you for your presence.
We are standing.
We are standing.
In the greatest power of all.
Whatever you need.
It's right here, right now.
It's right here, right now.
Oh, God.
We cannot make it without.
You're right here, and you're right now.
We are the greatest power.
We cannot make it without you.
We cannot make it without.
This is it.
This is the
greatest. Oh, the Holy Spirit is right there with you. Somebody shout.
Oh,
I dare you to tap somebody and tell them I'm blessed because I'm surrounded by the greatest power.
Yeah. Dad said, I can't do it. He said, when I smell food, it makes me sick. But I'm getting ready to go to a place, hallelujah. I'm getting ready, hallelujah. I'm getting ready to go to a place where I won't be sick no more. Can I get a witness in here tonight? Can I get a witness in here? Can I get a witness that won't be no sick?
Pressures of life seem to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned. And he's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone, now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and he's working it out. Working it out for you.
And we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind,
gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it?
When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration to choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, if I let him sing, let me hear you say, yeah.
Dancing. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this is the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, one of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there. Singing, y'all. Oh, Jesus, don't let me
dedicated to the entire world. See, what we need more love in this world. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whether you're riding or walking, don't panic. If you're lonely and your friends are mistreating you, we want you to know that God loves you. Did you understand me? You know, if I had the chance, I would put my hand in everybody's hand. And that's what I want you to do. Just reach out to somebody. And I want you to look them right in the face. If you're driving in the automobile, put your hand in somebody's hand. Don't put both of them in there. Leave one on the steering wheel. And I want you to just say these words.
I love you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I really love you.
Doctors, you're in the hospitals.
I love you.
When you go to your patient, I want you to tell them that you love them.
I really love you.
Lord, help us.
I love you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wait a minute, could I just say this way? He's just like the kiss of spring. He wakes the beauty all in so many things. He give me hope. Yes, you do love. When hope and
thank you. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Stella Ward's Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The
NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
One goal in mind.
touch the hem of its garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one son she'd be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Hey, one touch can change everything. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. This one touch can change everything. Yeah. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her alive.
Yeah.
somebody the hymn I've been in. Sing my soul, it's one time to be changed everything. One touch can change everything. The hymn of him healed my body. The hymn of him, it sing my soul.
No, sing. One touch can change everything.
Don't let nothing stand in your way, girl.
One touch can change everything.
It may seem impossible to get to Jesus, but just know. Standing right there.
Everything.
Yeah. One touch can change.
I like that.
Take it to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new. What I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new step.
started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music.
Now, let's prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten.
We greet you in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John 8 and 12, when he spake, he said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited to be back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. We do want to give honor to Reverend Kearney, to the NFI radio station staff, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and to each and every one of you that's listening and who tuned in today and each and every day to the NFI radio station number one and listen to this awesome men and women of God break the bread of life and also listen to this good quartet music. Glory to God, and we're just excited to be a part of what God is doing. And we thank you for tuning in with us another Monday afternoon. And so we won't be before your patience long, but we do have a word that we want to share with you, a word that's been in our spirit for the last couple of weeks, and some things through observation, some things that the Holy Spirit just brought to our attention and want to speak to us on. And we're going to speak from a topic today entitled Choices, Changes, and Challenges. Choices, changes, and challenges. These are the three constants that are and will be a part of our daily lives, again, which are choices, changes, and challenges. When we think about choices, we know that choices is a noun and is an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. Choices can be good or bad. Choices can either make or break us. Choices come with both responsibilities and consequences. Choices can be a result of, as the definition said, being presented with two or more possibilities or opportunities. Choices can be the result of receiving information that would push you to have to make a decision about something such as buying, making a purchase, or moving, or different things, but when you get enough information, it helps you to make the choice that you need. Also, choices can be a result of experiences and encounters that we have had in our life or having at the moment. When we think about choices, choices can or will sometimes lead to change. Change means to make someone or something different, to alter or modify. It is the act of or instance of making or becoming different. Whenever you have a choice, change should be connected with it. Whenever you have a choice, change should accompany it. And after we think about change, here comes the challenge. Challenge means to dispute the truth or the validity of something. In other words, there are things that's going to come and try you concerning the choice that you have made and concerning the change that was necessary that accompanied the choice that you made. It is here where we find a lot of times that the rubber meets the road. Even though we said that changes that choices, changes, and challenges are three words that are constant in our daily lives. They are also the most feared, hated, and avoided. Why? It's because people sometimes become comfortable in the things that they're in. Sometimes people have fear about making choices that will bring about change. And sometimes people don't welcome the challenges that come behind it. That's why some people love to stay where they are. For example, when we examine the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, after being there for over 400 years in bondage, it seemed like every time that trouble would come their way, they would begin to complain and groan and were ready to go back to a familiar place. They were ready to go back to what they know. They knew that God was going to deliver them, and they had been crying out to the Lord, and God kept his covenantal promise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and brought them out of Egypt and was taking them into a promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and remind you, a land where they didn't have to build anything, they didn't have to plant anything. The only thing they had to do was trust God, obey God, and go in and possess the land. But because of the challenges that came with the change, that came with the choice to come out of Egypt, they were always murmuring and complaining, and they were always ready to go back into where they were brought out of, a place of false security, because they were ready. They could easily receive a meal. They could easily find somewhere to sleep. Even though there was a lot of dysfunction there, there was a lot of disorder, even though there was a whole lot of heartache and pain and hurt and death, because they were beaten to death and they didn't do what was desired of them, and some of them were killed in presenting the projects and working on the statues and doing the work that they were forced to do. But still, they wanted to go back to a horrible place. Just like some people sometimes, we look at people that are married, that's in a domestic violence situation. Some people cannot understand why they will still want to stay with someone that's beating them upside their head. And they can't understand why that once they come out or they call the police and they change their mind and don't want to press charges and want to go back to what they knew. Sometimes people get stuck in a dangerous and temporary situation. But we're talking about today choices, changes, and challenges. You know, the responsibility that comes is not wanted. And the consequences are not understood when it comes down to choices. So many times people say, you know, it's my life. It's my decision. It's my body. It's my. But what we must always realize and understand that with any choice that you make, it comes responsibility and it comes consequences. And it has a domino effect on those connected to you, attached to you, assigned, and associated with you. How do I know this? When we look in the book of Joshua, when Joshua went up to prepare the children of Israel to go into Jericho, Joshua gave the children of Israel the specific instructions that God had given unto him, not to take anything because it was a cursed place. Only the money, the things, the silver and the gold that were going to be used in the offering, but not to touch anything else. But we know that a man by the name of Achan saw a Babylonian garment and got a piece of something else, and he hid it in the mix of his stuff in the camp. And so when the children of Israel went up to Ai, and they should have been able to, what they thought, overcome them, because it was only a few people and they only needed 300 men, they were defeated in front of Ai. Why? And Joshua laid in front of the Lord, and the Lord said, get up. There is sin in the camp, and you must find out where it is. And when it was all said and done, it was Achan. Achan and his whole family were taken to a ditch and they were destroyed, a valley, and they were destroyed. And at first I said, why was the whole family destroyed? It was because the sin of Achan would run through the entire family, the offspring. Everything connected to him represented the sin that caused the whole camp to suffer, that caused them to suffer defeat when they should have won the battle. So everything connected to Achan was affected by the choice that he made to disobey God when they went up against Jericho. So that's how come when it comes down to your choices, you just can't say that, you know, it's my life and it's only going to affect me. Your choices will affect everything connected to you, associate, attach, and assign to your life. We're talking about choices, changes, and challenges. When we think about choices, we often think about Romans chapter number 7, which I call Paul's Dilemma of Man. How Paul talked about how there were things that he didn't want to do, but he found himself doing them. And the things that he wanted to do, he found himself not doing them. So he associated everything to the sin that was on the inside of him. Mm-hmm. And to back up that particular passage of scripture, when we look at the book of James, chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, James lets us know that God does not tempt any man with evil. And God never wants to do wrong and never tempts anyone else to do it. That the temptation that we experience is already on the inside of us. It's man's own evil thoughts and wishes. This is the Living Bible translation. These evil thoughts lead to evil actions and afterwards to the death penalty from God. So don't be misled, dear brothers. And so Paul said, those things that I would do, I do not. Those things that I do, do I not. He says, the sin is on the inside of me. But Paul said, oh, wretched man, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he began to thank be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. But he was thankful to the finished work of Jesus Christ, to the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah, glory to God. We know that John 3:16 lets us know that God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life. And so it lets us know that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But you have to choose to accept the finished work of the cross. Glory to God. And anything that has attached itself onto you, that's assigned itself to you, anything that we struggle with that will be a hindrance, glory be to God, that will be a distraction, glory to God, that it was nailed to the cross. Ibasha, glory be to God. Even down that we find in Colossians, Ekiobohusha, 6 through 15, on the very end, glory to God. It talks about how, glory to God, you were dead in sins and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ, where he forgave all your sins and blotted out the charges proved against you. The list of his commandments, which you had not obeyed. And he took the list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to the cross of Christ. Ah, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin. And God openly displayed to the whole world Christ's triumph at the cross, where your sins were all taken away. But we're talking about choices, changes and challenges, and you have to choose to believe in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Glory be to God that because of the finished work of the cross and the shedding of Christ's blood for the remission of sins, that the works of darkness no longer have power over us, and sin has no longer has any power in our lives, that the enemy cannot do no more with us and to us that we allow. A lot of times we open up portals. Mm-hmm. Because we dabble into things that we know that the Lord has told us not to mess in and not to mess with. And because we go back and we dabble into stuff that goes contrary to the word of God,
With choices come changes. With changes come challenges. And a lot of times when we go into choices and changes, glory be to God, as we said earlier, you don't want to be challenged. People don't like the challenge, the warfare that comes behind when you make the right decision, when you choose to serve the Lord. Paul told Timothy, his beloved son, a young pastor, that all those that choose to live godly shall suffer persecution. Hallelujah. There is no way around it, but these persecutions and sufferings and attacks are going to come. It is a part of the territory. It is all because you choose to serve the true and living God. But one thing that I'm glad about on this afternoon, on this evening, glory to God, that he makes a way of escape, that we may be able to bear it, that if I got to go through anything, that because I know that the Lord is with me, that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world, that in all these things that I am more than a conqueror, that he will bring me out and he will bring me through. Glory be to God, as I make him my choice. I remember the songwriter singing the song that says that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. He said, you can have this whole world, but just give me Jesus. Oh, glory to God, somebody. We're talking about choices, changes, and challenges. Even down to Deuteronomy, glory be to God, chapter number 30. When Moses was getting ready for his departure, and he was preparing the children of Israel for his departure, he began to let them know that this day I set before you life and death. And depending on whether you obey or disobey, glory be to God, and what you're going to choose. He said, I hope that you choose life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. He said, look, today I set before you life and death, depending on whether you obey or disobey. And we're coming out of Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 20. And he said, I have commanded you today to love the Lord your God and follow his paths and to keep his laws, and so that you will live and become a great nation, so that the Lord your God will bless you and the land you're about to possess. But if your hearts turn away and you won't listen, if you are drawn away to worship other gods, then I declare to you this day that you shall surely perish. You will not have a long good life in the land you're going in to possess. He said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you that today I have set before you life and death, blessings or curse. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your children might live. Choose to love the Lord your God and to obey him and to cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. You will then be able to live safely in the land the Lord promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because God is a covenant-keeping God. God keeps all of his promises. But there is a part that we have to do as well. Oh, glory to God. He said, Moses said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. So see, whatever your choice is, glory be to God, you're making a covenant. You're making a pact with God that you're going to serve him to the best of your ability, the best you can, with the help and the leading of the Holy Spirit, with his holy word. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. And let us look at Joshua 24 verses, glory be to God, 15, hallelujah, glory be to God, through 31. Joshua was preparing to leave as well, and he began to talk to the children of Israel. He began to tell them how God had brought them out and how God had brought them through, how God had brought them over. And he started out by saying, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, and this is the Living Bible, he said, but if you are unwilling to obey the Lord, then decide today whom you will obey. Will it be the gods of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites here in this land? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. We're in a time and a season now that that everything we know is going to be challenged. We're in a time and a season now that we're seeing changes taking place. Some of the changes that we thought that we would never see, but they have come upon us because of the choice that we made to serve the Lord. We are seeing now Glory be to God. Everything around us is being shaken. Everything that we have put our trust and our dependency in is being removed. We're seeing the system of this world, of this society, going down. But everything is going down but the word of God. I remember Jesus said that heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word shall not pass away. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. And it's the word of God that he said that we shall live by. That it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, glory to God. And we're here now with our backs up against the wall. We are here now standing at the crossroads. We're here now standing in the valley of decision that we have to make a choice that we truly are going to live for God. That when we say, for God I live, for God I die, blessed be the name of the Lord. That we mean what we say and we say what we mean. That we're going to stand flat-footed on the word of God. That we're going to cast every care that we have upon him because the Lord cares for us. Glory be to God that we're going to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. We're no longer going to hide. We're no longer going to compromise. We're no longer going to stand in a place where we say, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to be quiet. I ain't going to say nothing. You know how people get mad. But God is looking for a remnant. Glory be to God that will make a choice, that he will be their choice, that they will cry loud and spare not. Oh, glory to God. And when Joshua got through talking to the children of Israel, glory be to God. They said that they were going to serve the Lord. Glory be to God. They said that they were going to obey God. Mm-hmm. And so Joshua said, all right, then you must destroy all the idols you now own, and you must obey the Lord God of Israel. Uh-huh. Oh, glory to God. Mm-hmm. So Joshua made a covenant with them. And see, they covenanted with Joshua to serve God. But then every time you turn around, Israel will sin against God. And they will go into captivity, and they will cry out to God, and he will come and rescue them. That's how come I remember a friend of mine, a sister in the ministry, that said, you know, I will be careful how I will mess with Israel. Because every time that Israel disobeyed God, and they went into captivity, but then they will cry out to God. And God will rescue them every time. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so they kept right on sinning against God until there was 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament before God spake again unto the children of Israel. Oh, glory to God. We're talking about choices, changes, and challenges. We want you to understand on this day that with choices, there should come changes. And with changes, there are going to come challenges. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even down to the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 18, 20-39, you read the Bible and heard the story told how the prophet Elijah was on Mount Carmel and went against the prophets of Baal. And the prophets of Baal was killed. It was 450 of them. But Elijah called for the people in verse number 21. And he said, how long are you going to waver between two opinions? He asked the people, if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. And in the mix of the contest, they all offered an offering, glory to God. And Elijah's offering, he told them to put down some water four times. Mm-hmm. He said, don't put no fire under it. Mm-hmm. And he prayed unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Mm-mm. It said Elijah walked up to the altar and prayed, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and Jacob, prove today that you are the God of Israel and that I am your servant. Prove that I have done all this at your command. O Lord, answer me. Answer me so these people would know that you are God, mm-hmm, and that you have brought them back to yourself. And the Lord answered by fire. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He redeemed Israel back unto himself again. But then he sent his son Jesus in the New Testament to bridge the gap between fallen man and his creator, that without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin, that the blood of bulls and goats could no longer satisfy the sin debt. But he gave his only begotten son. Oh, hallelujah. And it is our prayer that whoever will be listening that don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, that this day you will choose life, eternal life, and you will choose the Lord. And if you are naming the name of Christ, but you have strayed away in your heart, that you will come back to the Father. And that if you're in a backslidden state, that you will slide back to God, for he's married to the backslider. If you need to recommit, we pray that you will choose to do that today. So he's standing with arms wide open. But he's saying today, it's time for us to make a choice. Father, we thank you for this word, the word you said we should live by. And we repent, Father God, that we strayed away from our choice. But today, Father, we come back and we recommit ourselves, Father God, and we choose to serve you. You are our choice. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are our choice. We have decided to follow you, and there is no turning back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, choices, changes, and challenges. God to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the
I'm
is gonna be alright.
He will help you to bear. Life is so full of sorrows that he will help you to bear.
God won't put no more on you than you can bear, because in time of troubles, trials and sorrows,
He'll be there.
Lean on Jesus, He won't let you fall. Have a little faith in Him and just believe that He's your all in all. And you'll never have to worry in your time of despair, because in time of trouble, trials and sorrows,
He'll be there.
I'm forgiving.
Shoot. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover. Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you know I do, I do. You could've lost it all, you remember I do, I do. No one could show you all, oh, we got you covered. Got to spend it all, that's what makes me love him.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. 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 Now, if you're one that started out for God and turned back into the world, and all of the things that you were seeking for the world now have failed, and now you've decided come back to Christ, and you're willing to surrender to him your life, then these are the words you should say. You should go on your knees and tell him these words.
I am weak, but thou art strong. From my weakness I've done wrong. Since I've turned aside for pleasure, men